From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The only surviving member of the Islamic State cell that carried out deadly attacks in Paris in November 2015 went on trial Monday in Brussels, Belgium.
Salah Abdeslam first refused to stand or answer questions, but then claimed Muslims were unfairly judged and said he would only respond to Allah. If found guilty, Abdeslam and fellow defendant, Tunisian Sofiane Ayari, face up to 40 years in prison for attempted murder in a shootout with Belgian police. The incident took place in March 2016, 4 months after the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The UN Security Council met to discuss Syria on Monday amid new reports of possible chemical weapons use in that country. The U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told council members, "We have reports that the Assad regime has used chlorine gas against its people multiple times in recent weeks, including just yesterday. There is obvious evidence from dozens of victims." United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday the global consensus for the creation of a Palestinian state alongside Israel, quote, could be eroding, even as the humanitarian and economic situation in Gaza worsens and might make the Palestinian enclave unlivable by 2020. Hours after the country's president declared a state of emergency on Monday, Maldives security forces forced their way into the Supreme Court building. The security forces also on Monday arrested the country's former president. This is VOA News. People gathered in Nairobi Monday to protest the government's recent decision.